Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guest on today's show is from UAS to talk about year-end giving, scholarships, alumni relations, and more. We have Lynn Johnson, the Director of Development and Alumni Relations. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you. Happy to be here.
It's nice to have you here. Congratulations on the close of another semester at UAS.
Yes. Gosh, it seems busy. Well, it was very busy this week, and grades were posted yesterday. And now it's almost like there's nobody there. I think everyone's gone home for the holidays up just about.
All right. What's on your agenda these days?
Well, I was asked to come and talk about year-end giving. When people think about year-end giving around the holidays, certainly the first thing is it's a time of giving and a time to give back. The second thing that people usually think about with year-end giving is, oh my gosh, it's my last chance to make a donation in this tax year, which is kind of interesting because with the changes in the tax law, most people aren't taking donations. For single filers, the standard deduction went up to $12,400, and for married folks, that's $24,800. So unless you're making a large gift or you have other deductions, making most charitable gifts around the holidays probably won't help you on your taxes. But the important thing is please give. Please give. There's so many wonderful organizations, KTOO among them, and the university. There are many great organizations that just make our community strong. But if you are planning on giving, there are a couple tips that I can give you. I'm not a tax professional. I'm a fundraising professional. But even from my end, there are a couple things that I'd like to tell your listeners, or at least to recommend. The first is make sure that you're giving to a qualified organization. And again, KTOO is a qualified organization. The university, most governmental agencies, and most nonprofits. So ask if you're not sure. Go on their website. Most churches also qualify for charitable contributions. The next tip I'd give folks is be sure to document your gift in case you can deduct them on your taxes. The IRS requires all charities to actually give the donor a written receipt if the gift is in excess of $250. So if you're making a gift of that size, make sure you get that receipt. That's going to be important for your taxes.
Hey, just backing up for a second, you're Director of Development and Alumni Relations. Lynn, how long have you been at the university?
Oh my gosh, I was thinking that driving down here today for the program. On January 2nd, I will have been there 20 years.
Wow, 20
yeah,
years.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it. What is it you're most proud about UAS?
Oh, I'm so proud of our students, and I'm proud of our faculty. We have, for a small university, we have amazing faculty and staff there. I know there's been a lot of challenges, certainly with the budget issues, and I know we've been in the news a lot, but I guess before we went on air, you were asking what's the one thing I'm most proud of, and I guess the message is we're open for business. I took a class this fall. It's really a wonderful place, whether you're looking to finish that degree or whether you're just looking to take a class to help you in your job, help change a job, help you in your career. I'm a true believer in lifelong learning, and that's why I love the University of Alaska.
May I ask what you took?
Actually, I took a management skills class, and I needed it as continuing education credit for a professional credential I'm going to be applying for. So I had to have something current, even though I've been a manager for over 30 years. I had to have something current continuing education, specifically in management skills, in the last 5 years. So it was BA 251. Haley Johnson was the instructor. She was amazing. And it was a great class.
And how many of you were in the class?
It was distance. So
okay. We
connected through distance. So in my group on through distance that communicated, there were seven of us, and there were seven groups. So I'm guessing about 50 students. But it was one of those, the first time I'd had a true distance class in a lot of years. I also took a class this summer in our MPA program on ethics, and I very much enjoyed both of them. So even us old dogs can get out there and go back to school and brush up on our skills.
All right. Sounds good. So Director of Development and Alumni Relations, as you said, it's your job, among other things, to raise money for the university. Mm-hmm. Besides coming on the air, what are some other things that keep you busy out there?
Well, I'm in the Juno Rotary Club. So I'll be the incoming president this year, so I'm actually busy with Juno Rotary. I should say I'm also been a director for the Association of Fundraising Professionals Alaska Chapter Board of Directors. So I've been doing that as well. So yeah, I'm pretty busy.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
What are some of the best ways to get in touch with you or to give to the university?
To go on our website, uas.alaska.edu /development would be, or just go to the homepage and in the search bar, just search for donor or gift. We have scholarships. We have program support funds. We have a lot of things to give to at the university, depending on your interest and depending on what area that you want to focus on.
Got it. And classes are starting up here in early January.
They are.
We can get ready
starting
for that
up
as
in
well.
January.
And scholarships, you mentioned. What else is on your list?
Well, a couple other tips here for year-end giving. If you are thinking of itemizing on your taxes or can take advantage of a charitable contribution, of course, the things that your form of payment makes a difference. So the IRS says that if you're going to write a check to the University of Alaska Southeast or KTOO or the Food Bank or Salvation Army or the Animal Shelter, if you're going to put that check in the mail, it doesn't matter what date you date the check. It matters when it's postmarked. So you want to make sure that you drop it in the mail before December 31st, even though – and that's a Tuesday this year. So I'm not sure exactly. I tried to go online and find out when Juno post offices will be open. They have to postmark it. In fact, most nonprofits, I'm sure you do here in my office, we keep the envelopes in case there's a question for one of our donors if they get questioned on their taxes around year end. So just make sure. I mean, the best and smartest thing to do is drop it off on Monday the 30th, and then you know you'll be fine. Now, it's a little different with credit cards. With credit cards, the IRS counts the donation in the year that the charge hits your bank, hits the Visa.
So you need to do that
a little
earlier.
You need to do a little bit earlier, exactly. Or go online and make sure it can process. So if you were going to fill out a form and write your credit card in for the form of payment and put that in the mail, the postmark doesn't matter then. It matters when the staff opens it and runs that charge on your credit card. So you really need a little bit of forefront to do that. Now, there are some other ways of giving at year end. One is appreciated stock. A lot of people just think cash and credit card, but there are some other ways, particularly that can give you some good tax advantages. So if you were smart enough to buy Apple stock way back when it came out and you've been sitting on it for all these years, obviously you're going to have capital gains when you go to sell it. Well, if you donate that stock to your favorite charity, then they are tax exempt and there's no capital gains. So there are other ways to do this. Certainly you want to talk to your tax advisor and get their advice. But the important thing is think a little bit more out of the box. If you're 70 and a half and have an IRA, you can do what's called a charitable rollover. So you can direct whoever's managing your account to give that money directly to your favorite charity. They have to give it. If it goes to you, you have to pay tax on it. But if you direct them to send it directly to your favorite charity, then it will count towards your required minimum distribution that you have to take, and you don't have to pay the tax on it. So it's actually a wonderful way to make a gift.
Okay. If somebody had questions for you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Oh, my gosh. Certainly give me a call. My direct line at the university is 796-6416. Or again, you can go on to the website at uas.alaska.edu.
Got it. And you did mention the university is about to close for a couple of weeks.
Yes, we closed down. Going to be a little bit longer this year for us. It's actually going to save quite a bit of money. All of the major campuses were going to be closed for 2 weeks. So we'll open for business tomorrow on Friday, and then we'll reopen on Monday, the 6th of January. And they're actually going to be turning the temperatures down in the building. I mean, really, they're going to be shutting down and trying to save some costs.
Got it. Thinking of your job as development director, I'll ask you what's the most fulfilling part in a second, but what's the most challenging part for you?
Probably the most challenging part is telling all the amazing stories. We have a wonderful wonderful perspective in our office in that we get to work with donors. That this would be the best part, and help them realize their charitable dreams. And then that money then, it touches the lives of students. And when you get to see that magic happen, it's not just about giving. It's about what the impact of what your gift does. And truly at the University of Alaska, our faculty change lives through education, and donors make that happen. And so that's just the coolest part of my job.
All right. That's the voice of Lynn Johnson. She's Director of Development and Alumni Relations at UAS. You can reach her at 796-6416. Or the website again, Lynn?
Is uas.alaska, spelled out, .edu.
Okay. And once we're there, how do we navigate to you?
You can either search for me under the faculty, or faculty staff search, or just on the search bar, you can just type in development.
All right. Year-end giving scholarships. Anything else you'd like to mention, Lynn?
No, there are two other types of giving that a lot of folks don't think of. One is gifts in kind, non-cash gifts. So, for example, some of the most amazing non-cash gifts that we've received at the university in the last couple of years. One was a beautiful, an original piece of artwork that was valued at over $175,000. It's just amazing, and it's an important piece of Alaskana artwork. It's hanging now in our Egan Library. That's a wonderful gift that we never could have afforded, and the folks that donated it shared that little bit of Alaska with us and with our students and everybody who enters the building. So that's an example of a non-cash gift. Certainly boats, cars, jewelry, I mean, depending on the charity. There are some things that they can't accept, different charities they can only accept by the IRS, something that will apply directly towards their mission. So it differs from charity to charity, but non-cash gifts are things that a lot of folks don't think about. Another is an estate gift. Probably the best Christmas or holiday gift or Hanukkah gift out there would be for a donor to let their favorite charity know that they've included them in their estate plan, in their will.
Okay. Lynn Johnson, thank you so much.
Great.
Anything else?
Thank you. No, happy holidays to you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.